This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, celebration in Los Alamos on first anniversary of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Saturday, January 22, 2022, marks the first anniversary of the entry into force of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. This landmark international treaty will be celebrated around the world, including in New Mexico. You are invited to the celebration of the treaty and the January 15th birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. on Saturday, January 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at Ashley Pond in Los Alamos. Bring signs and banners. Dress for inclement weather. Veterans for Peace, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, and CCNS are hosting the event. The treaty is already having an impact, and that impact is growing. 8 new countries have ratified the treaty since its entry into force. A total of 59 state parties have ratified the treaty. 86 United Nations member states are signatories. Over 500 cities around the world have shown their support, including 19 with populations of over 1 million and 9 capital cities. Over 2,000 parliamentarians and political leaders have signed a pledge to support the treaty in their official capacity. These accomplishments are significant and are the work of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICAN, a coalition of non-governmental organizations promoting adherence to and implementation of the United Nations Nuclear Weapon Ban Treaty. The work continues. This week, ICAN and PACS released a new report entitled, quote, Rejecting Risk, 101 Policies Against Nuclear Weapons, in which they describe how the financial sector is helping to make everything associated with nuclear weapons unacceptable. Because of the treaty, financial institutions around the world are now implementing policies to end investments in companies involved in development, testing, production, and manufacture of nuclear weapons. In order to help people learn more and get involved, organizations throughout the world are hosting informative virtual events. On Friday, January 21st, the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament will release a new report entitled, quote, Nuclear Weapons Are Banned. What Does This Mean for Britain? End quote. It was co-authored by the Acronym Institute for Disarmament Diplomacy. For more information, visit cnduk.org. On Saturday, January 22nd at noon Mountain Time, Massachusetts Peace Action will present, quote, Climate Change and Nuclear War, What We Can Do About the Twin Existential Threats, end quote. The webinar is about how climate change increases the danger of nuclear war and how a nuclear war would cause further catastrophic climate disruption. For more information, visit masspeaceaction.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these and additional events, please visit our website under the heading Did You Know? At nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.